This is really an opportunity for me to update the geospatial intelligence community on the progress that NGA has made over really the last year and a half since last year's symposium was canceled due to the government shutdown. But more importantly, look to the future and really challenge our industry and government partners on what's next. What I believe is next after the integration of intelligence is immersive intelligence. Really looking to the future where our analysts, our collectors, and our customers are immersed in the data, interacting with the information, and interacting with one another in real time. Having all of the information necessary available at our fingertips, the ability to interact with, and as I said, be immersed in the data to be able to sense what solutions should be and offer those up automatically and in real time with our customers is the way of the future.
One topic that's gotten a lot of attention at least the past couple cycles of the GEOINT conference, and that's EyeSight. NGA and DIA, I think, have responsibility for the common desktop portion of that migration. And I think you had planned to start deploying that over the past year. Can you give us sort of a progress report on where things stand today, both on the desktop and on EyeSight more generally?
I sure can, Jared. We started a year ago. We've already deployed 5,000 desktops across our two agencies, so NGA and DIA first. We are planning on finishing our two agencies by the end of this year, and then in fiscal year 15, we will start deploying to other intelligence community organizations. So at the end of this, we're going to have a couple hundred thousand desktops that are the same. And what this means is for our analysts, for our personnel, as they travel around the world, as they work in other agencies, they can get to their same desktop. They can get to all of their data, all of their apps, as if they're sitting in their own office. What we refer to as teleworking from a classified site. You know, it's hard for us to telework from home, but enable us to work from different locations and much more readily share information, which is another part of EyeSight. And that is the cloud developments that are underway by NSA and CIA. Once we are all fully operating in the cloud, it'll make it a lot easier for us to share our information and fuse our information at the data level. We can certainly share information today, you know, emailing folks back and forth, but not really, you know, from a data perspective, fusing and integrating our information.
Yeah, good points there, because I think when General Clapper first announced EyeSight a few years ago, which I think was at the GEOINT conference, he framed it largely around an IT efficiency initiative to save money as everybody's budgets are coming down. But as you kind of allude to right there, if you do it right, it's ultimately an enabler for the missions that all of the different intelligence agencies do.
It absolutely is. And I will tell you, when I talk about EyeSight, I talk about us doing it for three reasons. First and foremost is for the mission. It's about integrated intelligence. We really realize the power of the intelligence community when we are working in an integrated fashion. So EyeSight will enable that. From a security perspective, when we are all on the same infrastructure, we are securing our perimeter and won't have all of the interconnections that we have today. We've always had to secure the perimeter, but in the meantime, we're also securing all those interconnects. The other thing is, when we're operating in an EyeSight environment, we are tagging data, so metadata tagging at the data level. We're also tagging the people. So our mantra or slogan is tag the data, tag the people, so that you have strong security and audit controls on who touched what piece of information. Who changed it, who edited it, who downloaded it, who printed it. So it's much more secure, particularly from an insider threat perspective. And then the third reason, of course, is the efficiencies. We all operate separate networks and network monitoring centers and help desks. And when we collapse to one, that'll be a lot more efficient, and there are definitely some cost savings there.
And there's obviously a division of labor for building iSight. As, for example, as you and DIA go about building the common desktop, how do you make sure that the end product isn't just purpose-built for those two agencies and that the requirements of the rest of the 17 IC organizations are taken into account and that it works for everyone?
Well, you do just that. Everyone is included at the beginning in the specifying of the requirements. So that's a good thing. There is also sometimes a downside to that as you try to build the Cadillac.
Requirements list can get long.
Exactly. And so what we have developed, what we are building and deploying right now, we look at as the 80 to 85% solution. And then for that delta, individual organizations can add on if they need to. But we really think we're going to be satisfying the bulk of the requirements. Now, again, this is for the business part of our operations.
Sure.
When it comes to geospatial intelligence or GEOINT-specific applications, NGA will continue to build those for the GEOINT enterprise. NSA will continue to build their SIGINT applications, and the others will build, you know, CIA, DIA, they're all source and they're human. But what we're talking about is the basic business of email and financials and running our agencies.
The things that are common. I know another thing that is a priority across the IC right now is finding ways to bring outside innovation into your agencies at cycle times that are hopefully a little shorter than the way the federal procurement system usually performs. Talk with us a little bit about anything you're doing in that area to make that acquisition process, you know, both more agile and create a more collaborative relationship with outside folks like industry and academia.
So about 2 years ago, NGA actually embarked upon an initiative called Agile Acquisition. And as we really tried to streamline our internal business processes from an acquisition standpoint, we rapidly recognized that you really had to modernize and streamline your whole back office. And so we are doing just that. We are streamlining everything from budgeting to acquisition to financial management to security. And we're doing that largely through looking at best practices across industry, leaning out our process. We actually have incorporated Lean Six Sigma into our day-to-day operations. So we're looking at how we do business and make sure we're doing it as efficiently as possible. We've also created a couple of virtual workspaces where we can interact directly with industry. We have put our GEOINT analytic environment outside our firewall to encourage small business in particular, but to encourage all of our industry partners to be able to come into the environment in which our analysts operate, see and use the tools that they use on a daily basis. And then if they have ideas on how we could improve a tool that we already have or introduce a new tool, it gives them a sense of where they should be focusing their development on. We've also created a workspace where they can register new ideas, applications, tools, and our analysts can experiment with them. And so they can get feedback on a real-time basis.
You know, it strikes me that probably more than the rest of the IC agencies, you work in a business where there's a massive commercial market for the same type of work that you do. So how does the existence of a big geospatial industry kind of inform your operating model? And this gets to the big conference, I think, that you're going to have next week in Tampa, the GEOINT conference.
As you mentioned, there is a commercial component to what we do. And so this is a huge opportunity for us to, again, just the exchange of ideas. I don't want to compete with industry. I want to take what industry is doing, either just simply use it so that we can focus on where our value proposition is, which is really the advanced analytics and the delivery of that GEOINT knowledge to our customer set. And so that which industry does, I want them to continue to do so we can take that and make it better, or simply have them do that part of the business so again we can focus on adding to it or focus on our very specific customer set.